This week and for the coming weeks, I will isolate a dominant cycle in the current time period and discuss it from different perspectives. On Tuesday, the Sun and Saturn are trine to each other, or 120 degrees apart. This is a fast-moving cycle, whose effects last for a few days. Typically, any cycle is felt for a longer time before it is exact than afterwards, as the energy tends to dissipate rather quickly once the aspect is spot on. As a rule of thumb, you will feel a transiting cycle 3 degrees before it is exact and 1 degree past. This is simply a guideline. If you are tuned in, you can feel a transit well in advance, especially a major one from the outer planets like Saturn or Pluto. And you may also recognize the effects sometime after it impacts you. It is important to realize, however, that when a transiting outer planet makes an exact contact to one of your natal planets, it is often a time of decision that reflects the nature of the two planets involved. The outcome of that decision may last for years, and the circumstances leading up to the decision may have been building for years. But the actual decision that changes your life, whether in some small or large way, usually occurs during the time when the transit is exact. With that little introduction, let's get back to the fast-moving Sun-Saturn trine for this week. Generally, this is a good time to get focused. If you have been putting off some unpleasant task or an unavoidable responsibility, you will find it easier to take it on. Sun-Saturn contacts tend to make life more serious. For those of you who have a Sun-Saturn aspect in your natal chart, don't despair. Or maybe that's exactly what you are inclined to do. Actually, Saturn is the great teacher, and the lessons it provides make us stronger and wiser over time. Those of you who have a Sun-Saturn trine in your natal chart handle this energy on an ongoing basis. You tend to take yourselves seriously, and you often are late bloomers because before you come into your own, you gather enough experiences to know yourself well and/or thoroughly learn a skill. So the lesson for this week is to slow down and consider what is important. Maybe it's about you, or maybe it's about someone else. Then focus on taking care of what must be done. If you start something important this week, it likely will take time to develop, and your commitment to its success will make it so. But you will be tested along the way. That's the nature of Saturn.